Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Gabriel Fallen by K.A. Tucker. Narrated by Ada Sinclair and Alex Kidd. Chapter 1. Mercy. Gabriel is my father's only hope. This is my first thought as I crack my eyes at 5:55 a.m. It's the second day in a row that I've woken before my alarm. And it's the third night that I've shared a bed with Gabriel Easton, son to the infamous Phoenix crime boss Vlad Easton. A reality that hasn't quite sunk in. I spend a moment studying the sleeping man beside me. He's as beautiful unconscious as he is when his piercing dark blue eyes are sizing me up. It's a different kind of beautiful, though. His chiseled features are relaxed, his thick fringe of long lashes grazing his cheeks, his pink pouty lips parted slightly. He looks almost boyish. My gaze skates over his hard, muscular body, stomach down, sinewy arms tucked beneath his pillow, the sheet draped provocatively over his hips. There is nothing boyish about that body, or how he used it last night to bring me pleasure I can still feel between my thighs. Gabriel left me in the shower to stew over his wild proposition and wasn't in the bedroom when I emerged. Instead of going looking for him, I wasn't in the mood to face his brother and the pervert posse, especially after the sordid little fuckfest I'd just so wantonly given into. I replaced the soaked bedding with fresh sheets from the hallway closet and then hunkered down with my textbooks to work on my school assignment. It was to no avail, though. I couldn't focus on anything but Gabriel's offer to hire a decent lawyer to appeal my father's murder conviction. I couldn't help but wonder if maybe a really good lawyer, the kind that Gabriel can no doubt afford, might get my father exonerated. At the very least, they could get a retrial and the charges reduced to involuntary manslaughter. Maybe also get him out of that hellhole, full court prison, in exchange for someplace where he's not going to end up in a pine box 6 feet under. All it will cost me is my dignity. Selling my body to Gabriel for longer than the originally agreed upon week in exchange for him protecting my father in prison. I don't even know exactly what Gabriel has put into motion to protect my father from Fleet's cousin's wrath, and whether it'll stick. Yet here I am, about to jump into bed with him, literally, for another offer. How easy it would be to say yes to this proposition, and not only because it's a means to an end for this nightmare my father is living. If I'm being honest with myself, the last 24 hours have been a whirlwind, but far from terrible. Lying in bed next to him now, remembering last night, the feel of his soft lips on my neck, his firm hands pinning mine above my head, his impressive length thrusting into me, has me clenching my thighs together in anticipation of a repeat. Gabriel Easton is far different from the man I pegged him for. But I can't forget who this man is, what he is. The son of a crime boss, a man who enjoys all the spoils that come with a life of corruption, of preying on the weak and vulnerable, of illicit affairs and lingering in the shadows, of countless money-making schemes that I couldn't conjure up if I tried, no doubt. He says That's not who he is. I asked him point blank if he was involved in dealing drugs, and he said no. I still don't know if I can believe him. I want to believe him. Maybe I should, for my own sake. Maybe in the shitty hand that life has dealt me, I need to learn how to accept the few advantages I've been offered, even if they're delivered with fingers as filthy as Gabriel's likely are. I sigh. These thoughts were thoughts that kept my mind swirling until I drifted off last night, and I know they'll dominate much of my day today. The alarm on my phone fills the silent room. I rush to shut it off. A soft groan sounds next to me, and I hold my breath, watching Gabriel as he stirs, slowly rolling onto his back. His thick throat works over a swallow. One arm slides to settle over his chiseled abdomen. But his eyes remain shut, his broad chest rising and falling in a rhythm. The sheet does nothing to hide the impressive ridge between his legs where his morning erection awaits attention. Heat pools in my core as I imagine slipping my hand beneath the soft white cotton, to feel the velvety smooth skin against my palm, to wrap my fist around that firm, hot length and begin stroking. He'd surely wake up then. And I'm guessing I'd end up late for work. Marcia is a stickler for her staff being on time. Shrugging off the urge, I slip from bed and test the cold tile against my bare feet. The tidy stack of books on my nightstand makes me pause. Gabriel must have collected them after I fell asleep. I don't know why that surprises me. That Gabriel would be considerate or thoughtful, that he would take the time to line them up neatly. He's already proven that he can be considerate, especially after the whole Ambien mess, when he made the effort to meet me at work to explain what happened. Then he proceeded to fuck me on a table, but before that, he was sweet. Grabbing the outfit I laid out for today, I tiptoe to the bathroom and quickly get ready for my day. Then, stealing one last, longing glance at the sleeping man who has become equal parts captor and savior, I duck out. A raspy cough warns me of Caleb's presence in the kitchen before I round the corner. I stifle my groan and steel my nerve, preparing myself for another eyeful of man-whore penis. Something tells me Caleb enjoys shocking people by going full nude first thing in the morning. That, or he's just that lazy. Either way, I'm not giving him the satisfaction of shocking me this time around. I lock my gaze on the coffee maker, catching nothing more than his broad bare chest in my peripheral vision as I pass. Good morning. I get a grunt in response. Rough night? I ask mildly, thinking about tittering brunettes here when I got home from class. I fish another travel mug from the cupboard, reminding myself to bring in yesterday's from the car when I get home tonight so I don't begin a collection. Not home. Here. To Gabriel's.
Well, I can usually just sit back and let Rhonda ride my dick all night. Minimal work, but Mindy or Misty or whatever the fuck her name is takes some real hip action and a thumb in her ass to—
A yes would have sufficed. I cut him off sharply, focusing on the buttons on the machine, my cheeks burning. Sounds like you should be sleeping still.
I don't sleep much. You know, insomnia or some shit.
That sucks. One would think Caleb should be perpetually exhausted given his active sex life.
It does. How was your night?
Fine. I'm not used to talking to anyone this early.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?